listening is actually central to the Christmas story. Some found it easier to accept the message that they were given than others. Zechariah struggled with the message that they would have a son in their old age. But in the end, you know, he accepted that what he had heard was true. And we read the prophecy that is recorded at the beginning of worship. Mary was greatly troubled when the angel first came to her. And often that's true. We're all greatly troubled by what we hear when we listen to God. But she listened and she accepted the message. Joseph and the innkeeper, the shepherds, the wise men, all these people listened as well. And I think really in some ways the Christmas story is an invitation to us to listen to the presence of God. To listen to the presence of God within and the presence of God that's among us here in where we are gathered, where we live every day. We listen through each other to what each other say and listen for that of God in the words of another person. We listen directly to God and what God will say directly to us, often in times of being quiet. I think it's just as much a discipline to still ourselves in the presence of God and simply listen for 3 minutes without words to what God is saying. It's often just as much a challenge as it is to listen to another individual for 3 minutes. We're quick to tell God what we want or what we think is needed. So this is an invitation to simply listen and accept that which God brings to us, either through another or directly. We're going to invite each other to listen together as we wait in open worship, as we wait in the silence and invite God to speak directly. If out of the silence you are given something to share, ask for the microphone and Mark will bring that to you so that we can all hear that which God is saying in our midst this morning. Let us listen.